While Yugoslavia's courts continue to hear appeals against extraditing former President Slobodan Milosevic to The Hague, prosecutors for the International Tribunal are preparing their case. Milosevic faces war crimes charges related to his alleged role in atrocities committed against ethnic Albanians in Kosovo. Over the past few weeks, leaders of the reformist Yugoslav government, which ousted Milosevic from power last October, announced evidence of three mass grave sites in Serbia. The bodies are believed to be murdered Kosovar Albanians. NPR's Guy Raz visited one site.
The Danube River flows through the old Austro-Hungarian capitals of Budapest and Vienna. By the time it reaches Yugoslavia, it moves eastward on its way from Belgrade and barrels down a mighty gorge that separates Serbia and Romania. It is an area known as the Iron Gate, one of the most rural parts of Serbia. Villagers know one another, people talk, but they also keep secrets. And one of the most shocking is something people near the village of Tekija saw on April 6, 1999. Along the banks of the river here, a large refrigerator truck washed up on shore. The white doors bore the symbol of a meatpacking plant from southern Kosovo. About 200 people from the village came to see what was going on. One of them was Branislav Petrovic.
We all gathered to see what it was. The police were there, so people started to help them hoist the truck out of the water. It was too difficult to pull it out, but we managed to drag it out enough to see that it was wrapped in chains. Someone brought chain cutters, so we could open the back door. They cut the chain, and as the back door cracked open, human legs started to hang out.
At the same moment, a bus was passing on the road just above the riverbank. It was carrying protesters back from an anti-NATO rally held in Belgrade that day.
So the police stopped the bus, but everyone inside could already see everything. Some officials arrived and told us not to discuss what we saw, that it was a state secret. The police blocked the area and told everyone in the village to go home. But we already saw everything. We're not crazy.
For 2 years, they kept silent. Milosevic was waging a dirty war against his own people at the time. Dissidents were disappearing. Anyone who spoke out against the regime faced imprisonment. But ever since Serbian forces withdrew from Kosovo 2 years ago, there have been persistent reports that bodies of ethnic Albanians were transferred to Serbia in refrigerator trucks, where they wouldn't be discovered. The bodies ended up here, deep inside a national park in the village of Petrovoselo. They were removed one by one, loaded onto another truck, and driven up a back road to a military base used to train Yugoslavia's special police forces. The original truck, the one that washed ashore, was also taken here and destroyed with dynamite at a shooting range used by the special forces. Just a few hundred feet from that site, a farmer, who was reluctant to talk about what he saw, tends to his pigs and cows. He's a toothless man, old and proud of his wartime record fighting Nazis. War is war, he insists. People die, Serbs and Albanians alike.
Trucks pass back and forth all the time. There's a police base here. It's normal.
Just up the road, another farmer who is busy repairing his tractor lives on a ridge that overlooks the mass gravesite. He says he saw a local construction company digging landfills, but that too, he says, is normal. Villagers here are used to throwing garbage inside those holes. Yugoslavia's reformist government has now sealed the area off. Police officers stand guard near the site while investigators dig up human remains. As many as 500 bodies are believed to be on this site alone. The Interior Ministry has evidence that former President Slobodan Milosevic ordered the bodies to be removed from Kosovo and buried in mass grave sites in Serbia. But despite that information, and despite a government decree passed over the weekend that would allow for full cooperation with the International War Crimes Tribunal, prosecutors in The Hague aren't yet satisfied. Since President Vojislav Koštunica ousted Milosevic from power last October, not one Serb citizen charged with war crimes has been sent to The Hague for trial. Matthias Hellman is the Belgrade spokesman for the International War Crimes Tribunal.
As long as there are indicted war criminals in the country that haven't been transferred, there is no full cooperation. That's very obvious.
But human rights lawyer Biljana Kovacevic-Vocho says the timing of the government's public announcement of mass grave sites has a specific purpose.
Why now? Why now they discover mass graves? Of course that it is something which is done in a purpose to prepare public opinion for Milosevic to be extradited to Hague Tribunal.
And a recent public opinion poll here indicates that it is starting to have an impact on Serb citizens. Seska Stanolovic works for the Helsinki Commission on Human Rights in Belgrade.
This is the end of self-delusion that there were no crimes on Serbian side and that Serbs in past wars were only victims. They were victims, but first of all, they were also executors.
And this past weekend, Serb leaders in the Yugoslav government began the process of publicly addressing those crimes. The Justice Ministry is now trying to extradite Milosevic to face war crimes in front of the International Tribunal in The Hague. The former president now has between 10 and 23 days to appeal the decision. On Tuesday, Serbian Prime Minister Zoran Djindjic predicted that Milosevic will be in The Hague by the end of next week. Prosecutors there are so confident of their case that they've already prepared a prison cell for the former president, right between two other indicted war criminals. Guy Raz, NPR News, Petrovocello, in eastern Yugoslavia.